Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
Welcome back to the No Disqualifications Podcast.
Baby.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay.
And we are back to February 7th, 2002. SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Hailing from Los Angeles, California, in the Staples Center, currently known as the Crypto.com Center Coliseum Stadium.
Yeah. Yep, here we are.
Let's get into it.
Let's jump right in.
The Rock opening the show with a promo, as The Rock normally does. It's a very Rock-centered promo. Mm-hmm. Joke here, joke there. Kick your candy ass there, kick your candy ass here. Mm-hmm. SmackDown Hotel, know your role if you smell. And can you dig
smell.
It? Sucker! Wow. Booker T's entrance kind of sounds like the opening to Martin.
Oh, yeah. They knew what they were doing there, you know what I'm saying?
Booker!
Keep the black man down. But!
Booker!
Booker T's coming
Booker.
Out. He's shaking his dreads. He's got the fire coming from the stage. He's hyped and ready to get his ass whooped.
Yeah, he comes out and interrupts him. He says, look, I beat down Triple H last week. I beat down Triple H the week before. And now, I'm coming out here to beat down The Rock. Because he goes, I don't understand why all these suckers are in front of me in line for the WWF Undisputed Championship.
And then the great Stone Cold say, ah, I'm not gonna
He said, can you dig that, sucker? So, they fight. Rock meets him actually up on the stage. They mm-hmm. fight back into the ring. A little bit of outside the ring action here. Booker T hits a bicycle kick, which looked nice. Way to kind of change it up from his signature kicks that he does probably four or five times a match.
Yes.
Rock does gain control. He sends Booker T outside the ring. Rock hits his combination, the punch, spine buster. He looks up at the crowd, peels off the elbow pad, launches it into the eighth row to Timmy. Timmy, by the way, has cerebral palsy. And then he does a little one rope, two rope, electric slide. He drops the elbow. It's a 1, 2, 3. You lost the people's elbow.
Yeah, that was a pretty sad way to go after interrupting the great one on one of his promos. You know, you can't do that, Booker. You got a message to deliver. Damn it. You better deliver it all the way through because that is the people's champ, The Rock.
Yes, preach it. Yes, sir. Man, I gave this 1-3.
Yeah, I give it a 3. It was well put together. Not the longest match. Not the best match, but, you know, I like how Booker T came out. Very, very confident, very cocky.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think he's going to beat The Rock because he beat Triple H. I like that. So we're getting some steam here with old Booker T.
Yes. Next, we have Regal and the Dudley Boys versus Rob Van Dam, Rikishi, and Edge. Who are we missing? We're missing LGBT and Spike.
Yes.
For those people that don't know the terms on the street nowadays, I'm sure you probably think LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bi, and trans, but you're absolutely incorrect. LGBT stands for Little Guido Bitch Taz.
Yes.
And a quick moment of silence for Little Guido Bitch Taz. He's not dead, he's just not on the card. I mean, he's not getting a paycheck today. I've been informed by the people in the studio. 1 second. Yes? It's actually LGBTQ.
And the Q stands for what?
Well, in 2003, it'll stand for Little Guido Bitch Taz Quit. So, until then, our hearts shall go on singing, and he will be just known as LGBT until now. We're not as progressive as many other podcasts until we get to 2003.
Yeah.
Then some will say we're the most progressive.
Yes.
RVD coming in hot against D-Von. He's landing his kicks. He's doing his combinations. He's doing the Rolling Thunder, the crossbodies. Edge gets tagged in, and it goes downhill from there. Edge gets isolated. Edge is getting worked over. Edge hits a spear on Regal to eliminate him from the equation here.
Mm-hmm.
Rikishi gets tagged in. He goes from one corner ass to the other corner ass. And then when he goes back to do it again, he gets picked up and dropped with a 3D, which is not just a move. It's also Rikishi's bra size for the win. I gave this a 3 as well.
Yeah, I give it a 2.5. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a 6-minute match where you didn't have all that much excitement to it to me. The 3D was dope, as Michael Cole said. That 3D shook the whole building, from Rikishi being 680 tons worth of lard being picked up.
Oh, yeah, man. It's nothing but Shamrock shakes and McRibs inside that boy.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much, I mean, D-Von, he sucks. You know what I'm saying? He does his role. Regal sucks. You know, he's not shit without those freaking
Regals. Regal's really not. I mean, I haven't watched a Regal match since we started the 2002 journey. That I've been like, Regal really stands out.
I haven't watched a Regal match at all. If you podcast, no DQ podcast listeners, if any one of you would drop in the comments, please tell me when the last time you, the listener, got on YouTube, WWE.com, Netflix, and MySpace, Facebook, Instagram, and searched up William Regal match. Drop your Cash App. I would personally send you $25 of my hard-earned money. That's bullshit. Nobody watches Grim freaking Regal.
You're not wrong. I've never done it before. No, I haven't.
No, I'm not going to do it. My son or daughter is not going to do it. Not going to happen.
I give it a 3. You give it a 3 as well?
Yeah, it was fair. I give it a 3. 2.5. The post-match really had good action to it. I believe Edge and Regal were still going at it. Dudley boys broke it up. Regal, digs in his nuts like he always does, gets his brass knuckles, and instead of hitting Edge in the face, he punches him in the gut, which is internally bleeding. RVD comes up, saves the day a little bit.
Not before they got him in the Regal stretch, and he's like, yeah. And then, like you said, RVD makes a save here.
Yeah, we'll give it a 3.
Next up, we have Undertaker versus Meg. Do you want to take the reins on that one, buddy?
Yes. Undertaker versus the well-loved Maven in the
The giant eyebrowed Maven. The caterpillar-eyed Maven.
In the
Steve Harvey eyebrow-having ass boy.
Championship match here, being accompanied by Al Snow. And before the match, Al Snow's giving Maven some words of encouragement. Don't do it. Maven being a grown man, he
words
has to
of
do
encouragement.
It.
He says, don't do it.
Signed up for this. Al Snow tells him he got the car warmed up, all that good stuff, and ready to take him to the hospital when he sees fit. So, nevertheless, Maven music drops, Undertaker music drops. It's Harley Davidson, smoke everywhere.
Rolling. What?
And we get it cracking. Al Snow. Maven and Undertaker, they're sizing each other up. He gets him in the corner. Al Snow throws a signal to Maven. Maven rolls out the way, takes a trash can lid, cracks holy hell out of Undertaker. Him being 7 foot, 300 pounds, he doesn't fall just yet. Stay with me, folks. Undertaker's rattling. Maven gets a couple more hits in. Al Snow saves Maven once again. Trash can. Undertaker in the Great War of Stone Cold. Intercepts it. Takes the trash can and cracks the holy hell out of Maven with that trash can. Picks up the lid. Does the same thing. Al Snow wants to intervene. Get you some too, Al Snow. Undertaker takes the trash can lid. Smacks holy hell out of Al Snow. Throws him over the barricade. He's first row eating popcorn. Who's 2002? With Kobe Bryant in the Staples Center, damn it. So now.
That's a deep cut.
Oh, yeah. We're still here. Kobe's not dead yet. RP Kobe. Undertaker takes back control of this match. Throws Maven back in the ring. Gets him a nice, lovely choke slam after Maven, being the dumbass that he is, tries jumping over the top ropes. Choke slams him. Al Snow breaks it. You know what? Undertaker had enough of him. Throws him back out the ring once again. Undertaker goes back to Maven with full attention. He puts him in a guillotine, would you call it?
A
guillotine, yeah. Al Snow comes out with the ring bell, beats holy hell out of Undertaker in the back of the head, I believe. Maven gets him for 2, kicks out. Rock comes out, his brother Kicker. As you would know if you listened to the last podcast of the past couple episodes, Undertaker has been interfering with The Rock for some weird reason. Rock returns the favor tonight. He returns the favor, brings out a lovely steel chair, cracks Undertaker across the head. Hits him with a lovely old rock bottom, not a people's elbow here. Maven still unconscious from this guillotine. Al Snow's pounding on the ring apron. Get up, Maven. Get the hell up. This is your chance, buddy. God damn it, Maven. Get up. Maven crawls 2. Referee gets the dramatic 1, 2, 3, and they're celebrating in Mavenville. Bloody popcorn everywhere. Maven is your new hardcore champion.
What a story for Maven's career.
Yes.
Debuts, Royal Rumble. Eliminates the Undertaker. The Undertaker goes full Al-Qaeda, full ISIS on him, and just beats his man worse than Bobby ever hit Whitney. I'm telling you, he's throwing this son bitch around like Ike threw Tina. It's a Bobby Brown, Whitney. It's a Chris Brown, Rihanna. OJ and Nicole Brown. Oh, yeah. He's getting the whooping on him.
He's getting his ass whooped.
Blood everywhere. Blood on the popcorn like we're back in freaking Aurora, Colorado. He's getting destroyed.
Yeah, he's getting killed.
This ain't a Dark Knight film. No. This is a murder. Maven's getting launched.
Yeah, he's getting
blood everywhere. Blood on the dance floor. So much blood. Crip, freaking Snoop Dogg out here gang banging on the floor out here. Blood everywhere.
Blood everywhere. And Maven rightfully deserved the championship. He's been his ass kicked for the past 2 months and a half. So, yeah.
He comes out to fight Jericho. Jericho lays the beating on him.
Beats the hell out of him.
And afterwards, Taker comes back out, puts another beating on him. He said, this is an abusive relationship. Why won't you just leave?
Maven and Undertaker have the relationship of Peter Griffin and the chicken.
It's a Peter Griffin chicken experiment.
No matter where Maven is, Undertaker's going to beat the holy hell out of Maven.
I mean, you would think that this was, I mean, you know, I've seen a lot of graphic footage in my lifetime. I watched Ray Rice knock a woman out in an elevator.
I watched Zack Slater sling a bitch into a TV.
I tell you what, nothing compares to the American Badass coming on a motorcycle.
Oh no!
And beating down this Texan black man. You would think you're watching Ganglands. You would think that you're watching something going on in the mean alleys of the Aryan race of Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
Sickening.
It's like watching American History X.
It's like watching A Thousand Ways to Die.
It's like watching Django Unchained.
It's like watching The Color Purple.
It's like watching 12 Years of Slave.
Nothing beats 12 Years of Slave when it compares to beating Maven gets.
Except actual slavery. But I'm not ballsy enough to say that this is worse than slavery. But wink, wink, nudge, nudge, it might just be. But I tell you what, just like Harriet freed our people, just like MLK did his stuff, just like Abraham Lincoln signed something that didn't actually go into effect until after he died, 13th Amendment, mm-hmm. Maven got his day in glory.
Yes, he did. And for that, Maven may be the star of the night.
But just like every black man on top, I'm sure he will be shot down sooner or later.
Sooner or later. I give the match a 3.
I'm going to give it a 3 because I got really emotional for it.
Yeah, it was an okay match. Maven didn't really have too much offense outside the interference from, you know, Al Snow.
We never get the offense. As a black culture, we never get the offense. But I tell you what, sometimes a fellow black man will come in there and do a little nudge, nudge, kick, kick, rock bottom, and slide us over, man.
Yeah, you got to get the offense every now and then, you know what I'm saying?
Read a history book, kids.
Unless you're Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Lamar Jackson. You know, black people really get a lot of offense. But we go to ours. Would you call this a match or would you call it a segment?
I'd probably say it was a sensual evening with Billy and Cuck.
Billy and Cuck versus Stacy Keibler and Miss Tori Wilson in a pose down for the, a 12-year calendar? What the hell are they doing?
For the opportunity to either arouse men around the nation or arouse some men in San Francisco.
Or arouse women. And if you like Billy and Chuck.
If you like two bleached blonde guys wearing red Speedos, I mean, I guess it's you, you know?
But nevertheless, we're going to get into it. Billy and Cuck. My apologies. Stacy Keibler and Tori Wilson walk out first. Mm. They get a great crowd reaction, as it should. Two beautiful ladies. They get in the ring. Jerry King Lawler, he's having a freaking orgasm.
Jerry King Lawler is freaking Tennessee. He's cool whipped himself already. He's freaking... He's Niagara Falls, bro. Yeah, I tell you what.
There's cream cheese everywhere in that ring. Billy and Cuck come out.
Boy, baby batter everywhere, right?
Make their presence known.
And Bisquick.
They get in the ring. Dre the King Lawler says, okay, Billy and Chuck, show your stuff. They drop their robes. Note to self, Billy Gunn had a belly ring in 2002. I thought that was pretty little bit of bitch has, if you ask me. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. They're showing their trust. I believe Chuck has a bacon
thing. He had a belly ring. That's where you aim, bro. He said that's where Chuck aims.
Yeah, that's where he aimed. He had a bacon themed truck set, and I believe Billy had a steak themed truck set. So a lot of meat being slung around the ring. If you get what I'm saying, nudge, nudge, hint, hint.
Jerry Lawler once again.
And you know,
fully aroused.
Tori Wilson They say cut the crap. They drop their black robes, and I mean by golly, at this point, Dre the King Lawler, he's freaking God, was it Ron Jeremy? Damn it, he's on harder than a freaking baseball in the middle of December, in Portland, Oregon here. So of course they get three poses.
What does that mean?
They get three poses. Billy and Chuck go first. They're doing the same thing they did a couple weeks ago when Jazz busted in on them. They're doing the downward dog. They're showing their stuff. They're strutting. They're damn near kissing here, kids. Little good old bitch Taz is what I'm going to say.
Kids.
Stacey Kibler, Tori Wilson, they take the stage. Their crowd is going nuts. Jerry Lawler's going nuts. Michael Cole is going nuts, even though he likes nuts. We're still here. Tori Wilson, Stacey Kibler, they do their thing. They strut their stuff. Jerry the King Lawler breaks up. He asks the crowd, the WWE Universe, who's the winner? Billy and Chuck get a loud boo from here to Saskatchewan. Stacey Keebler and Tori Wilson get a loud cheer from here to Tanzania. I give this match a one, uno in Spanish, another one for English, for French, in Russian, moja for Swahili, and jedi in Polish, if you're listening to the WQ podcast across the world.
I'm pretty sure after uno, that's all you got.
We give this segment a full one.
That's a big grande uno for me.
Because of Stacey Kibler and Tori Wilson. That's the only reason here.
Yeah, that sucked. I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life. Well, no, never mind. I saw Triple H have sex with a corpse in casket. I guess it's pretty bad.
Oh, damn. Oh my God. No, not.
Oh, that'll be. That's this year. That's 2002.
Shit. Well,
good things are coming. Yeah, it's a one for me.
It's a one across the board. And now
we can get to our KFC Sprint US Cellular presents the main event. Triple H.
The game
versus the Olympic gold medalist with a broken freaking neck.
And in the great words of Crown, I go, fuck you. Okay, we haven't forgot about it. And the undisputed champion, Y2J Ayatollah Rock Roller from Manitoba, Quebec, Canada.
The La Sex God. The La Champion.
Jericho.
The lead singer, Fozzy. Triple H here. You know, despite the fact it's 2-on-1.
Triple H is a wrestling god, you know.
He's controlling them, yes. Yeah. They are the pawns on his wrestling board of checkers and chess. He's just running them around. He has pretty much total control until while he has Angle in the walls of Jericho.
Yeah.
Jericho hits him and then he puts Jericho in the ankle lock.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's
uber strong. People complain about Super Cena.
Triple H.
I've never seen Super Cena say, "All right, Jericho, let me put you in the walls of Jericho. Matter of fact, Angle, let me put you in the ankle lock." In between shots of freaking adrenaline steroid in his testes.
And he's doing this on one quad as well, folks.
One quad.
The game. Triple H is a cerebral.
I don't know what Stephanie offers this man backstage. I don't know if what she's packing be lying with gold, but this man's running like freaking Mario just ate a mushroom.
Steroids, ibuprofen, and a Red Bull. Don't ask how. No, just try.
Steroids, ibuprofen, Red Bull, and two Viagra. Boy, out here just going ham on him.
Hell yeah.
Angle slam on a chair gives Angle the win. A little bit post match here.
Mm-hmm.
Angle is beaten down with the chair afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Steph comes out,
the $1 billion princess,
and she looks like she's about to be pounced on.
Not in that way or anything. No,
maybe. Jericho was looking at her like, hey, I'm about to risk it all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm about to risk it for the biscuit.
Risk it for the biscuit.
However, despite him trying to risk it for that biscuit, he got beat down with the chair as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then while Triple H is like, Stephanie, why'd you come out here? The bun's in the oven. He gets hit from the back. Pause. And lands on top of Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
And baby no-no. Baby gone. You know, she says I'm okay, but like, you know, storyline, baby died because old homeboy like landed on top of a pregnant woman. So, you know, it's okay if people actually have miscarriages and they're watching that and they feel like, wow,
yeah,
my miscarriage is a storyline to you.
that thing, what they call that when you can tell the future, was that foreshadowing or some shit?
Yeah, the foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing? Woo! Foreshadowing purposes, Triple H is probably going to beat the holy hell out of Kurt Angle. So, continue to listen to No DQ Podcast if you want to hear another murder besides Maven.
This has been 3 bells out of 5 for me, Chief.
Yeah, I give it 3. It was all right. I like the way Angle and Jericho, they're not a pretty bad team. I mean, granted, it was 2-on-1, but two heels, they work together. Triple H looking like freaking God out there. I mean, your undisputed champion, Olympic gold medalist, former WWE champion, you know what I'm saying? So,
with a broken freaking neck.
Yeah, he looks pretty Brock Lesnar-ish.
Yeah.
Like I said, Super Cena-ish in this segment here, but yeah. I give it 3.
We'll get to these awards. Match of the night.
Match of the night goes to, I give it to Triple H, Angle, Jericho.
I'm going to go with Undertaker, Maven.
Okay. A little bit of violence here. I like it.
Yes. Worst match of the night. I think we're throwing the segment.
Yeah, I guess.
Billy and Cuff and Stacy and Tori Wilson.
Yeah.
Star of the night, sir.
I'd give it to Maven. Would pick up the hardcore.
That's fair. I give it to Maven as well. Agreed. Who is your Charlotte Flair of the night?
Charlotte Flair of the night. I have 2 Charlotte Flair of the nights. Mr. Devon Dudley.
Oh.
And Billy and Cook. Well, that'd be 3, but you know, they're
go,
a team.
I'm going to go with Billy and Cook for me.
They're Charlotte Flairs together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah. Charlotte Andrade's, you know what I'm saying? One's the top, one's the bottom. Spot of the night, sir.
I'm going to say The Rock. The Rock comes out, smacks you, Undertaker. Gets that rock bottom in, allows Maven to pick up the dub.
I'm going to have to go with, I think for me, man, it's going to be, a 3D on Rikishi.
Because I respect it.
Watching that man's pain is my joy.
It takes a lot to lift that big son of a bitch up and drop him back down his head. So,
worst moment of the night. I'm gonna go with the stripping of Billy and Cuck.
Yeah, from a little bit of bitch tag standpoint, yes, I give it to Billy and Cuck. I also give it to Stephanie McMahon losing her child.
Make sure I make a note of this too.
That's a pretty bad moment. Anytime anybody loses a baby, you know, we here at No DQ Podcast, we take very serious matter into such things. So please, for Stephanie McMahon's child, keep that in consideration now.
R.I.P. None dead on our show. Well, Stephanie's baby, but
yeah.
Besides that, we have no one for our kill count. Besides, we'll put a one right here for Junior
Game.
Triple H Junior.
HHH.
Yeah. RIP, bud. You had a long life.
Somebody dies every show here at NoDQ Park. It's not us.
Maven died at Royal Rumbles. I mean, but you haven't even heard that one yet, or have you? At the moment of this recording, it hasn't been released yet. What's going on in the world right now? Well, you're listening to this.
I hope you're drinking our Raise Energy
Drink. Raise Energy at RaiseEnergy.com. Get 10% off your first order with the No DQ Podcast, or the promo code NoDQPod, NoDQPOD, for 10% off your first order. RaiseEnergy.com. Get all of your liquid crack from RaiseEnergy.com. That's NoDQPOD for 10% off your first order. Me, I'm a delivery driver, and I actually delivered someone some Raise Energy this week, and I told them, hey, next time, use the promo code NoDQPOD, NoDQPOD, for 10% off your first order.
Yes.
Well, folks, this has been the No Disqualification Podcast, as it always is. Make sure you follow us on the Twitters, the Instagrams, the TikToks, the Facebook. You can join our Facebook group and leave us suggestions. We might listen. We probably won't. Make sure you go to our Apple Podcast. Leave us a 5-star, because we have to feed our kids somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, this is and has been and will always be the No Disqualifications Podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay.
Chicka chicka.
Fuck you.